Hello kids, hey, I am with a story of Dhruv Tara or Pole Star. Dhruv was the son of King Uttanapad. King Uttanapad had two wives named Suniti and Suruchi. Suruchi belonged to a mediocre family. She was the daughter of tribal chief. Suruchi belonged to the rich clan. Dhruv was the elder child of the king from Suniti. The king also had a younger child named Uttam from his younger wife. Suruchi was a selfish woman and hated her stepson. She wanted her son Uttam to become the next king. King Uttanapad loved the younger queen more because of her beauty and influence. Under her influence, he ignored Suniti and Dhruv. One day, Dhruv went to meet his father. He saw Uttam sitting in his father's lap. Seeing this, Dhruv requested his father to let him sit on his lap. As soon as he requested, his stepmom, Suruchi, came forward and asked the king not to consider his request. Deeply hurt and angry, he asked his mother why he had no place in his father's life. To this question, Suniti had no answers. Dhruv said, "You said Lord Vishnu is good to the people who pray and believe in him. Now I will go and find Lord Vishnu." Dhruv decided to go to the forest and pray to Lord Vishnu. One fine day, he met Narad Muni, who was worried with the fact that a small boy like him would face a number of challenges in the forest. But determined to find Lord Vishnu, Dhruv denied leaving the forest. Pleased by his determination, Narad Muni taught him two important things. One being how to survive in the forest, and other being the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. After meeting Narad Muni, he pleased Lord Vishnu with his tapasya and he appeared in the front of Dhruv. He blessed Dhruv with a place in his father's lap. He also blessed with a permanent place in the sky after his death. King Uttanapad came to know about Dhruv's living in the forest alone. He felt sorry for his actions. Narad Muni told him what challenges Dhruv faced to worship Lord Vishnu. The king asked the man to call for Dhruv from the forest. The day Dhruv was returning to the palace, King Uttanapad welcomed his son in the palace by taking him in his arms. He announced that a boy who could face a number of challenges in such a young age could be an ideal choice for becoming a king. King Uttanapad, repenting his previous mistakes, went to live in the forest. Dhruv became the king and ruled for many years. He went ahead spreading the thought of peace, equality and justice in his kingdom. After his death, he attained the position of a permanent star in the sky named the Dhruv Tara, or pole star. Unlike the other star, the Dhruv Tara or the pole star occupies a permanent position in the sky all around the year. So kids, do you like the story? Okay kids, bye.